back to another episode of The Provocative Podcast. Guys, I've missed you so much. It's been way too long. I know. I apologize. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all the lovely ladies that have DM'd me and asking when the podcast is going to come back. Guys, it's been a huge change moving from the house to the apartment, just like with life in general. I feel like we're going on 3 months now, and it's still been a big adjustment. I know I said when I moved to the city that I wanted it to be a faster pace, but let me tell you, it's literally been a faster pace. I cannot get the groove of things yet. It's been so weird. And even here, I haven't really wanted to bring guests to the apartment to record episodes, because with the house, even though I had like my own podcast space, I always felt weird inviting people over to my house for the podcast. You guys know that I'm big on energies and things like that, and just bringing people over and people I hadn't met before to the house, even though, you know, everyone I've had was and has been so great, and you know, I've obviously trusted before any person came to my house, it was just a little weird, right? Like having people in your home, I feel like your home is one of those things where it's like you only want like your closest friends or people you really truly know, and it just like felt a little weird bringing people to my house. So now I am working on having a studio in the warehouse, so for the Moss warehouse. So I'm really excited. I'll go into detail about that here soon. But yeah, so it's just been a little weird. I've also feel like with this new change, I haven't been like, I don't want to say my old self, because I feel like, you know, I'm constantly growing and that's something that I love, but like I haven't really found my routine yet, and I don't feel like I'm like inspirational right now. If I'm going to be honest, I truly am not like listening to any podcasts to motivate myself. I'm not doing things that I used to love, which is like spin and things like that, because you know, I was working with Audrey and she wanted me to like take things slow, and I will say that that's kind of like affected me a lot more than I thought it was going to affect me, just because I lost, like, fitness is such a big part of me, and I feel like I lost this like disciplined person along the way, and I'll get into more of a detail about that in a little second. So honestly, I just feel like I haven't been like an inspirational person recently, and even though that's probably not true, and I know that there's things that I could share with you guys, that's how I felt. So, you know, I took a break, and I missed you guys. I really did. I feel like with the podcast is where I truly connect with you guys the most. And yeah, I missed you guys. So I apologize for being gone so long. So today's episode isn't really going to be me sharing a specific thing. I'm actually going to be sharing 10 new things about me, or 10 things that's happened to me since I've been gone, since I've been away. So let's start with number one. Guys, I don't remember. I don't think I told you guys this. If I did, I apologize for repeating myself. But I got new piercings and I love them so much. I feel like such a baddie with my new piercings. So I got a second hole, and then I got my cartilage pierced on my left side, and I just feel like such a baddie. When I went in there, I was super nervous. The intention was just to get the second one on each side, not the cartilage. But I was like, you know what? I was with my assistant Hannah, and she was getting her cartilage pierced, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I feel like I can do anything right now. I was like, let me just do it. And honestly, it was over with so much faster than I thought it was going to be. Obviously, it hurt a little bit, but it hasn't been bad. And I will say too, people were like saying that the aftercare was going to be pretty bad, but it wasn't for me. Like, yeah, it's a little bit tender to go to sleep, but not like to the point where I thought it was going to be like excruciating or like, oh my God, I can't sleep from the pain. Like, yeah, I just like make sure I don't put too much pressure. And I feel like I found the right like crevice in my pillow to where I can just put it and it's like perfect. So yeah, it's been, I think, 8 weeks now, and I love it. I feel like now every time I see a girl with multiple piercings, it's like, I see you, girl. You know, like I notice it more versus before. And it's just small little things like that, that, you know, when you start noticing them more, or you start thinking other things are more important, you just like, you know, pay attention to them. But yeah, guys, so I got no piercings and I love them. And number two, guys, one thing that I feel like I overhyped and I have not really been loving lately, even though I'm using it right now, is my Stanley Cup. I feel like my Stanley Cup has been such a pain in the ass when I travel, and I don't know how you guys like do it, because one thing, I got the 40 ounce one, which I think was way too big. It was great in the sense of like, I'll get all my water in, but it doesn't fit in a lot of the cup holders. If it falls, like I have a tendency to put my water bottle on my floor when I'm a passenger. Like I can't put it on the floor because of the straw. It spills all over the place. It was constantly spilling on me. So I just kind of stopped using it. And I'm like, I know they have these little topper things. I keep fucking hitting myself on this table. They have these little topper things for them, but then I was like, oh, it's more of a pain in the ass to put it, to take it off. I know, this is like a first world problem, right? But like, I don't love it as much as I thought I was gonna love it. I love it for the house, but I don't love it to travel. So if you guys have any recommendations, obviously guys are super hyped. I watched the video of them, like I love watching like business videos, especially right now with Moss. And Chris and I watched like how Stanley has become such a like crazy brand right now with it, with the not remake, but the branding of their water bottles now and like their colors and how people just like literally go crazy for them. But I'm just like not loving mine now. And I know that's a random fact, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. All right, guys. Another little update, I did get a new car. We got actually two new cars. So sadly, I traded in my GLE, which honestly, I will say, I love that car. I think at some point in my life, I'll go back to that car. I loved it so much. I love the color of it. There was nothing I disliked about the car. But when you're married to a car guy, nothing's ever enough, right? I feel like when you're married to a car guy, they're always like, we can't put enough more miles on it. We need to trade it in. You know, whereas like with my dad, it was like, you drive the hell out of that car till you ram it into the ground. My husband is very much like, no, we put too much miles in it. We're not going to get what it's worth. So like, I told him with this new car, I'm like, listen, baby, you are going to leave this car alone. You're not going to fucking make me trade it in. You're not going to do anything, because I just want to emotionally attach myself to one car and keep it for years on years, because I emotionally attach myself to things and like the dumbest things. What were we talking about? Do you remember what I was telling the girls that I was attached to? No, I was telling Gabby and Aureli that I got attached to like something like dumb, and I couldn't throw it away. And they're like, Jasmine, like that's like old, it's replaceable. And I'm like, I know, but like, oh, my pantuflas. I was like, I can't get rid of my pantuflas. Like I literally like wash them and they're dirty and they're nasty, but like I can't get rid of them. Like they're like, Jazzy, you need a new pair of pantuflas. I'm like, no, like I still had my black ones for like a year. Cause I had a pair of black ones and then I changed to a new one. I had a pair, my old black ones stored in my laundry room. Por si acaso, like just in case I needed that. And they're like, why are you gonna need a second pair of pantuflas? And I'm like, I don't know, it just hurts me to like throw it away. But going back to the car, I was like, listen, baby, please just let me emotionally attach to this car, because I'm tired of us going through these different cars. And Chris, you know, he loves cars, he's a big car guy. So we got a new car, which is a dream car, guys. I had the G-Wagon on my vision board, and you know, I really thought that that was the car that I was going to want. But now living where we live, there's like 10 G-Wagons in the floor we park at, and they're all black. And there's like a few that are a different color, but I think I just got tired of seeing them. The special thing that it had for me, like that special oomph, just kind of died. And the other car that we were in between, or I was in between obviously having, and to be honest, I didn't think it was achievable yet, was the Lamborghini Urus. I was like, you know, obviously the car is beautiful, but I thought it, you know, it is a very expensive car, but it wasn't like, okay, I was like, I don't think that's something that I'm going to get anytime soon. Well, we were wanting to trade in my car, and kind of necessarily trading Chris's car, but we kind of ran the numbers on things, and we were like, listen, I think it's cheaper for us to have the Lambo Urus and it is to have both of these cars. So we worked with magic, or no, things just happened. We worked with the guys here in Houston, and they were amazing, and they got me in a beautiful, beautiful Lamborghini Urus. I actually went in to buy a different one, a black one, and when I went in there and I saw it, I loved the black, but the interior was yellow, and everything about it was yellow, and I was like, Chris loves yellow, but I was like, if this is going to be like my car in the future, just mine, like, I'm like, I don't want to see yellow every day. It's going to get on my nerves. So I was kind of like disappointed in the sense that I was like, okay, I guess this isn't going to happen. I guess it's like, I'm like, I'm not 100% convinced. And I was like, can you show me other options so I can just see? And he had like a ton of different ones, or not a ton, but he has several ones. And as soon as I opened this one, guys, oh my God, the interior is absolutely amazing. It's red and brown. And my goal is to wrap it in like a bronze color, because right now your girl is obsessed with bronze. And I was like, oh my God, I love this car. And the outside is so beautiful. It's gray and matte, and the inside just sold me. And I love it. Every time we go in it, it's just a beautiful, beautiful car. So, you know, that was a big, big, big grown-up purchase that we did, and we're, you know, so, so proud of ourselves. And I didn't share it much on social media. I did share it on my story a little bit because I wanted to give the guys at Lambo credit, because, you know, they really did help me out. But you know, I'm not a big bragger. I think you have to remember, especially during that time, I was like, you got to remember why you do things, and remember that it's your decision. Don't do things, don't make purchases to impress other people or to facade this life that you don't really have. Because honestly, like, I look at people like that and I'm like, are you truly happy if you're not doing things for yourself? Like, obviously this purchase is for us. And as much as, like, you know, I don't even think it's not something I want to share or brag. I'm not a very braggy person. I'm not someone that, like, honestly, even though I'm an influencer, I don't really like the attention like that. It's cool to, like, you know, be proud of what you have, but I think there's a difference between being proud of what you have and like showing off. And that's just like not who I am. So I'm sharing this with you guys because you guys have been part of my journey for so long, and to show you guys that it can happen. And it's almost like, it happens naturally. Like, it's not something that we had to make it work and we're stressing about. Like, Chris and I are big for, like I was saying, not forcing things to happen. When we were younger, you know, I felt like we have it tattooed. We will find a way, or we will make one. It was like very important to make a way. And it is important, right, to try your hardest and to find solutions. But there's also a time where you have to let the universe do its thing and not try to rush things. Because sometimes if it's not meant for you, or you're trying to rush things, it doesn't always work out the way that you hope to work out. So with things in life, we recently in the last few years, especially now, we take time to really think about what our decisions are going to be, what's going to benefit us the most out of anything, right? What is good for Jazzy and Chris, not what's good for everyone else, and what's good for, you know, to show off, or what's good for this. It's like, what's good for us now? What's important? And, you know, things have changed. And thankfully, thinking like that has really, really helped us make better business decisions. So yeah, we got the car and we're super proud and we're super happy. And I just can't thank everyone enough, everyone who supports me. It's truly because of you guys that we are where we're at, and hard work and, you know, staying determined. But you guys always just show me so much love and so much support, and super grateful for it. We also did, we traded, let me be a little bit more, share a little bit more with you guys. We traded my car and his car. So he no longer has his Porsche. I no longer have my Mercedes. Now we have the Lamborghini and we have a Bronco. We needed a daily car. We love it. I love the Bronco. It fits the Moss theme too. So we're going to use that for a lot of Moss stuff. It's super nice. It's a wild track, hard top, beautiful. I love the way it drives because I actually learned how to drive in my dad's Ford truck. So it's been really fun to drive. I will say it's a little harder, obviously, to get on, and it's like not as a smooth ride, but it works for going to the gym and things like that. You know, we were like just not trying to rack up so many miles on the Urus, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's a luxury car. So got the Bronco, and we love it. I definitely highly recommend it. I feel like it really fits our vibes, all black, and it's great. So that's the car update for you guys. Just wanted to share that with you guys because I haven't really talked about it with anyone. We got a new warehouse too. We're finally in the warehouse, guys. We took over the old Athletic Empire Gym's warehouse, and now that's the Moss warehouse. And this week we are working on renovations. We're going to paint it, change the bathroom. I have this like really cool vibe that I want for that restroom in there. And yeah, we'll have the podcast room in there. We'll have a studio for shooting. We'll have my office in there, and then obviously the warehouse for Moss. So I'm really, really looking forward to this next change, because that'll kind of force me to like actually go to work somewhere. So I'm really, really excited about that. And like just having my own space there, Moss having its own space, because we were working in a small room in the gym, but now we have like a whole space to use. So that's really cool. And we're getting, I'll talk about Moss here in a little bit, but we're getting, our new shipment here soon. Because you guys did sell us out. We have a few cases on our website, but Amazon, you guys sold us out. We are going to send a few more that we have left to Amazon, so be on the lookout for that. But you guys have been incredibly supportive with our brand, and I just can't thank you guys enough. It feels so special to be part of something so much greater than me, and to be able to represent our community and the Latin culture. It's just been amazing. It's been really fun to work on these projects. I'm like head director on, you know, doing these photo shoots and the campaigns and things like that, which I will say it's been challenging, because I don't consider myself a super creative person, but it's really made me step into this like creative dimension. Like I have to really be doing research and take inspiration from people. And it's really like just helped me, you know, step into this new role. And I will say a part of me still feels like I'm an imposter. A part of me still feels like I need a little bit of help and guidance. And sometimes I'll ask Chris, what do you think of this? And he'll like, that's your role, baby girl. That's your role. And I'm like, I know, but like, I need a little bit of reassurance. And I'm trying to like not need that so much and do something like this on my own. Cause you know, you have to think, I've been working with Chris. Everything's always goes hand in hand with us together, what he thinks, what I think. So to fully make a decision on my own is really challenging for me sometimes, but it's been challenging in a good way. And I can't wait to see where the brand grows. And the summer is just going to be amazing. I feel like summertime, we have so many amazing things planned. And I just want to say thank you guys, because it's been great. So Moss is going to continue to grow. A new flavor is going to be coming out in the summer, which I'm really, really excited about, because y'all are going to love this flavor. Y'all are going to really love this flavor. And yeah, we are working really, really hard to get into stores. It's the hardest, most challenging part of consumer goods, guys, is getting into stores. We don't have the connections that people do. You know, I'm just like some influencer, right? I don't have millions and millions of followers, or I'm not a celebrity who can get their product in stores fast. You know, and sometimes even if you have the connects, people aren't willing to help you. I think that's one of the things that I've learned. Some people will say they're willing to help you, but at the end of the day, they don't. And you got to rely on yourself, and you have to rely on yourself to make moves. And we're working on that. We're going to build a little sales team. So if you guys are interested in being part of our sales team, please email me. You can email me at Jasmine. What is it? I always forget. Jasmine@mossenergydrink.com. I always get it confused. Jasmine@mossenergydrink.com. Guys, I always forget my damn email. But yeah, you can email me there if you're interested, man or female. We're not looking for specific. You just have to have a hardworking personality. So yeah, I just want to say thanks. So it's been great with Moss. It's been challenging, but great. Let's get into my fitness lifestyle here recently. Like I was saying, I feel like, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, this is like the laziest I have felt and been with my routine. And it's not been good for me. I feel like, thankfully, my mental health isn't struggling, but I have really like, not doing cardio and not working out first thing in the morning has really like affected me more than I thought. Like I used to love waking up, going to my spin classes. It was a great way to start my day. It was a great way for me to like be disciplined, you know, and not being able to do that now has, you know, I get to sleep in a little bit more. I don't really wake up looking forward to anything. And I do think that when I was waking up and doing cardio, like, or working out in some sort of way, working out brings up your endorphins, right? You have like this high after you're done. And I would take that high home and I would be in such a good mood and I would be ready to do all these things. Granted, when my health wasn't the best, I was tired, but I will say that just this whole process of not doing so much has really like, I feel like it's challenged me. I feel like I am like someone who is like kind of like an extremist in some way, which I'm working on. I feel like if I'm not killing myself, but like doing cardio and doing intense stuff right off the bat, then I can't do things. Like, I'm not the type of person that can just wake up in the morning and go on a 30-minute incline walk. Like, that's just not who I am. I'm a type of person that can go to a 30-minute spin class or a class or like, you know, get killed by an instructor at Lifetime. Like, that's who I am, right? But I also think it's because I feed off people's energy in the morning. I need, like, it's an amazing feeling when you go to class and you can go in there, turn off your phone, like nothing matters except you taking those 30 minutes for yourself and someone else telling me what to do. It feels amazing. It feels great. And when I have to get up in the morning and go on incline, I feel like I'm on my phone. I'm already getting text messages. I'm already getting calls. I'm it's just more stressful to me than it is releasing, if that makes sense, than it is to just give in and do things. So I am trying to work on a new routine for myself because I just haven't been. And because of that, I wasn't working out as hard. And because of that, I wasn't feeling motivated, right? Because it was just like, it was a whole thing, right? And now I'm at the point where I'm like getting back into my workout routine. I'm getting back into like, okay, this day we hit legs, this day we do shoulders, this day we do this. Because honestly too, like just hitting Pilates and things like that was great, but I wasn't able to share it with you guys. I was like, okay, I just go to my Pilates class, come home and work, which was great, but like, where's the content for you guys? Where am I sharing? Like, honestly, I'm not one of those people that can just take out my phone everywhere and like portray, I guess, like this confidence that like, I don't give a fuck if I show, like if I'm pulling up my phone. I'm just like, not like that. So it's challenging for me to be able to record Pilates for you guys and things like that. So I feel like I lost myself the last few months in that, but I'm getting back into it and I'm really excited to share with you guys my, you know, new fitness routine and my lifestyle. Like at the end of the day, this is who I am and being healthy matters, right? Being like relaxed matters, but I also feel like there's got to be some sort of give and take with that. I don't want to say balance because one of the things I learned is there's no such thing as balance, right? You got to give and take in some areas of your life. Like right now, my fitness and my like health lifestyle has kind of gone down a little bit with everything I have going on, right? Because to be honest, I've prioritized everything else. I feel like those things are more important. Recently, to be honest, I'm only eating like twice a day because I'm just like busy doing other things. And I'm like, I'm not going to be cooking chicken and beef and rice and eating five. I don't have the time to eat five times a day. Like I don't. And I think in a way, it's kind of made me appreciate being on the client side again of things versus the trainer side of things, because I haven't been a client in such a long time. I was a trainer and I would, you know, tell the girls, eat four times a day, please eat four or five times a day if you can. And obviously I knew that it was challenging for a lot of people to eat four or five times a day. So if they could get four, that was like already asked like you a plus, right? So now as a client, I'm like, damn, even four as someone who has other things going on in life is so hard. Like it is so challenging. So it's really like opened to my eyes to, you know, the client perspective. So if you are someone who's struggling a little bit with eating perfection, like everyone else is eating and doing everything like, and trying to balance it all, let me tell you, it's training, it's exhausting to try to balancing it all. And that's the one thing I learned. There's no such thing as balance. It's give or take. Some things are going to come a little bit first than others. And that's just the way it is. It's like that in the mom role too. We've talked about it. You know, if you are killing it at work, you're probably lacking a little bit in the mom field. If you're like if you're lacking at work, you know, if you're doing better in the mom department, you're probably lacking a little bit in the work field. And that's how it is. It's like one of the things we have to accept that we can't do it all. You can, right? But I'm sure you'll develop ulcers and be throwing up because of the stress. But that's one of the things that I learned, that I got to give myself a little bit more grace because I'm just one human being and I can't do it all. But as long as I'm hitting my marks, what I need to be, right? Like if I don't hit a gallon of water, that's okay. But if I'm hitting 60 ounces of water, that's good. That's way better than above average, right? So like little things like that have really, really helped me. Another thing, you know, that I've gone through is, let me find the right words for this. Friendships are just as hard as relationships and they take a lot of work from both parties. And, you know, you think that people are irreplaceable and you think that people are always going to have your back. But that's not always the case. And although it's like a little disappointing, I think that's just reality, right? We're all human and we all go through different things. And a friendship works both ways. If you don't put in your friendship and the other person's not putting in, then that friendship isn't going to grow, right? And there's those friendships that you know that you don't have to give so much energy in them and they're fine, right? They're fine. You can go weeks without talking, but when you talk again, it's like right where you left off and it's fine, right? But there's some other friendships that need a little bit more work, right? And I think one of the things that I've learned is that, you know, you can't expect other people to be perfect. Communication, like I've mentioned before, is so, so important in any type of relationship, friendship you have, right? Work relationship, whatever it is, communication is key. If you don't communicate, if you don't know how to communicate, it really, really affects that relationship. And at the end of the day, the only person you can really count on is yourself. You know, I think sometimes we get invested in these relationships with people or these friendships. And when you think that, oh, this person would never hurt me or this person would never do this. And I don't think sometimes people don't intentionally hurt you, right? There's like, not everyone is out to get you, but things happen and you get hurt, right? Like things happen. Sometimes a thing was said or wasn't said and you get hurt. And it's at that time that you realize that no matter who that person is, you have to have your own back. You have to be able to be happy with yourself and not depend so much on a friendship or even a relationship for your own happiness. Or the second that relationship, something happens, there's a little, you know, crack in it, you are going to suffer. You are going to lose it. And you will be very, 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 very disappointed. And I think, you know, I'm not going to go into it and into detail, but something along the lines happened to me and it was a reality check for me. You know, I preach about it all the time that you got to have you, but sometimes, you know, we're human, we give in. I'm a giver and I'm someone that, you know, if it's nice to feel loved, it's nice to feel like that person's got you, like, oh, I can let my guard down with this person, right? And it feels really good. But you also have to remember that you can't always, like, people are replaceable and you're replaceable. I'm replaceable, right? And things aren't always going to be perfect. And I think that was one of the things that I've learned so far. And I've known, but have been tested on so far in the last few months. And it's been a challenge, but it's been a really good challenge for me because it's made me appreciate my alone time more. It's made me tap into things that I enjoy more by myself. And it's been a really great thing for me. So that's, you know, a little reminder that, you know, we all go through disappointments with people in life. That's just in general how life goes, right? But it's okay. Doesn't mean you have to change who you are or not talk to that person again or, you know, judge that person for what happened or whatever. It just means that you got to look inside. For me, it's always like, what can I do better? What can I learn from this? And how can I, you know, take this and be better and, like, not necessarily give more to that person, but how can I just learn overall from this experience and be better for myself? So that's one of the things. And I'm almost done, guys. One more. Things on my vision boards have changed. I was talking to my friends about this and It's crazy. You know, we go through changes and we think that in a year, like a year is such a short amount or a long time or a short time, whatever, depending on what you're looking at. But it's, I feel like a year is so, like, so much change can happen in a year. Like, so much change can happen in a year. Sometimes we limit ourselves and you're like, I don't see myself accomplishing this much in a year. And it's like, there's so much things that you can accomplish in a year if you really like set your mind to and you speak it into existence. And I will say, an example of that is, and if you guys are familiar with, I'm sure you're familiar with the influencer, but Desi Perkins, she has an eyeglass eyewear store. I love her sunglasses. All of my sunglasses are from her. She is collabing with, what's her name, Monet? Or the glasses are named Monet. Something like that. Her name's like, I don't follow the influencer herself. I've seen her on TikTok, but it's crazy. I follow the brand. So she's been popping up the brand and she spoke it to existence that she loved Desi sunglasses. And Desi was an influencer herself. And now to be, she was like, it's such a great experience now to be like the owner of a company that gets to do a collab with another influencer is so great to like get to experience that. But the influencer, she was saying this is like, she spoke this to an existence and, you know, it's the power of your words and what you want are so powerful. We talked about that, but I've had my vision board and I had the, like you guys, I shared it with you guys. I had the G-Wagon on there and things changed. I didn't want it anymore. I had a Chanel bag, guys. I swore to God. I was like, this is the next bag I want. I want it so bad. Like, this is like the bag. First of all, I knew Chanel was super expensive, but I didn't realize like how expensive some of these bags are. And when I went in there, I was so disappointed because I was just like, you're telling me that this bag is like 7 G's? You're telling me this bag is 7 G's? I was like, get out of here. I just did not see the value in that bag. First of all, I tried on the bag that I so desperately wanted and I disliked it. It didn't speak to me at all. I was just like, no. And guys, my friends know me. I'm one of those people, like, I don't go into a purchase if I don't feel something. There's been like the last month we went in, Chris was like, let's go get you a new bag. And I was like, let's just go to stores, check them out. I went to all the stores. Nothing spoke to me. There was this beautiful Valentino bag. It was so nice. I will say it was so beautiful, but it didn't give me the oomph. And if it doesn't give me the oomph, I'm not going to get it. And I went to Chanel and I was like, okay, I'm going to buy myself a bag, a Chanel bag. This is it. Like, this is going to be my first Chanel bag. And I tried it on and I hated it. I was like, this is so ugly. I'm sorry if you own Chanel bags. I just don't like them. I think they're ugly. I think they're tacky. Like the checkboard looking like branding on it, I dislike it. I think the chain on it, the gold chain looks so tacky. It looked like something I would order from Amazon. Like I just did not like it. And guys, don't come at Chanel lovers. Don't come after me. But I was just like, this is not it. This is not it. This is not me. So I didn't get the bag. So it's crazy. All these things on my vision board that I thought were important to me or were going to be important to me have not been. And things change and you change and what you want in life changes. So that doesn't necessarily mean I think I need a new vision board. There's a lot of things on my vision board that I love and I have and, you know, I'm working into existence. But I don't look at that as like, this is what I have to have in my life because I know that different things are working themselves out for me because you can't. You don't know what's going to happen, right? You can't like exactly know and exactly you want everything. Sometimes you want something, but it doesn't work out for you and there's a reason for it. So I'm trusting that the universe knows exactly what it is that is needed in my life and is going to benefit me in the best way possible. And yeah, I just thought that was so funny. I was like, first it was a G-Wag, then a J-Wagon, then it was a bag. And I'm like, nothing on my vision board is actually like coming true, but it not because in a bad way, it's just like, that's not my interest anymore. And it's crazy. Maybe it's because I was seeing it every day too on my vision board that I got like tired of seeing it. Who knows? But yeah, guys, just wanted to update you guys on my life a little bit. What's been going on? You know, this is like me. That's what's been happening. And I'm so sorry I was gone for so long. It's just been like, it's been an adjustment getting into this new entrepreneur version of myself. I was an entrepreneur before, but I feel like I'm an actual entrepreneur now. All right, guys, we've had all sorts of difficulties coming back into the podcast. I apologize. We will get better at it. It was my fault though. The camera part was my fault because Chris was like, don't use my memory card for your workout videos. I was like, babe, it'll be fine. And I didn't delete it because I got lazy. And usually I just trust that the babe was going to do it all. And he didn't check. So it's my fault. But anyways, guys, I just wanted to share what's been going on with my life. I am good though. I am in a good space now. I'm excited. I'm going to do a little survey for all you girls that attended the provocative event because your girl is trying to work on a new one. So let me know, guys. Let me know where you want the next provocative event. Let me know what dates you guys want the provocative event. I'm thinking around August. I feel like August is a really, really great time. And I'm also thinking LA. So let me know your thoughts, unless you guys want to do it Houston again, but LA is what I'm thinking. Let me know your thoughts. And if you came to provocative events, you will be emailed. So expect that email and share your honest feedback from the event because it'll help your girl out so much. So thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.